Last week, Rabbi Miller spoke about the notion of tefillah and our posture in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an ani. And not just any ani, but as Rabbi Miller explained, a specific type of ani. One that only has, to use a more commonplace term, one potential donor to guarantee his or her sustenance, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I'd like to do in the next few minutes is focus on another dimension of tefillah, another side of the experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, a second paradigm, which I think is hinted to in the parsha and defined in one of the mitzvot of the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah of Shabbos. It is interesting to note that the laws of preparation for Shabbos and the laws of preparation for tefillah and the Rambam are similar. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Daled, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Chamisha Devarim Ma'akvim B'Tefillah, there are five things that impede one from engaging in tefillah, even if it's the right time. They include Taharas Yadayim, a physical cleanliness, Kisui Erva, being properly clothed, Taharat HaMakom, a cleanliness of space, and it continues on, Ukavanas Halev, and a proper mindset. And then in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam adds one other prerequisite for tefillah, where he writes, "Gnai gadohu l'amidei chachamim." It is a gnai; it is inappropriate for a talmud chacham sheispalalu, that he should pray behem eina atufim, and he is not wearing tzitzit. And so the Rambam has these prerequisites for tefillah, and these are the same prerequisites that the Rambam has for Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, Ezehu, what is Kibud Shabbos? Chachamim mitzava al adam lirchotz panav yada v'ragla b'chamim v'erev Shabbos. There's the responsibility of cleanliness of self. U'misate p'tzitzis, the idea that normally tzitzis can be a reshus if you're not wearing arba kamfos, but once you wear tzitzis when one engages or begins the Shabbos experience. V'yoshev, the Kavod Rosh, and one should have a certain mindset when one prepares to welcome in the Shabbos. And then later on in that halacha, in that perek, the Rambam also mentions, but Tzarech L'Takein Beiso Mivo Yom, that there has to be Taras HaMakom, there has to be a certain sanctity for the place. And when we studied this idea with Rabbi Soloveitchik, he said the commonality between preparation for Hilchos Shabbos or for Shabbos, and preparation for tefillah is not accidental. But rather, Shabbos and tefillah have a common narrative. They have a common goal. And that is their ability to create a rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While tefillah might be a momentary engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how many moments depends where you daven, 7:45 Reuben Minyan versus Rabbi Reichman's Minyan an hour later, could be a different momentary engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos has a 25-hour interactive engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rav continued to explain that on Yontif, the theater of experience of the Chag is the Beis HaMikdash, the public domain of Knesset Yisrael, where Shabbos and Tefillah, the theater of experience, is our home and our hearts, the Rishus HaYachid of our consciousness. And the Rav explained, this is why not only are the laws of tefillah and the laws of Shabbos in their preparations exactly the same, it's why Shabbos, there is this notion of Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no such thing as Kabbalah Yontif. It's why Shabbos has a Chazaras Hashatz for Mariv, as well, and no other night of the week does, because we are the host of the experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's why the Balei Kabbalah wrote Zmiras for Shabbos, because we're the host. We're welcoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our homes. And there's really no Zmiras for Yontif. And the benefits of the Shabbos tefillah experience on one level are very clear to all of us. They are that we who engage in the Shabbos and tefillah experience are the recipients of its power of transformation. The word lehispalel simply means it's a reflexive tense, because when one prays properly, there is the capacity, there is the ability for one to go through a process, a journey of redemption. When one celebrates Shabbos properly, we're also told that if we celebrate Shabbos properly, we go through a redemptive process. And so, the laws of Tefillah and the laws of Shabbos are the same because they have a common theme, a common goal. The reflection that happens with Shabbos and Tefillah, the redemptive process as we welcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts and into our homes. But there's another dimension that's similar to the Shabbos and the Tefillah experience that I'd like to elaborate on. In some ways, there's another beneficiary to the Shabbos and the Tefillah experience, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And allow me to elaborate upon this concept for a few moments. We're told in Megillah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the following wonderful Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai makes the following statement, and time does not allow us to expand why it's so appropriate that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who articulates this idea. Bo re'ei kama chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come see how beloved the Jewish people are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol makom shegalui, that every place that the Jewish people are exiled, Shechina imahem, a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, goes with the Jewish people into exile. Galu l'Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were exiled into Egypt, Shechina imahem, and then the Gemara brings proofs to that. Galu l'Babel, the Jewish people were exiled to Babylon, Shechina imahem, and the Gemara brings proofs to that. Va'af, the Gemara continues, Kishahem had tidim lihigael. When the Jewish people will be redeemed, it won't just be a redemption for the Jewish people, says the Gemara. Shechina imahem. It will be a redemption, kav yachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar, as it says, v'shav ad Hashem elokecha shvuscha v'richamecha. And the Gemara says, it says the word v'shav, and meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be returned, not just v'heshiv, not just the Jewish people will return. Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imahem miben ha-galiyot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu also returns from exile. This idea represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed upon himself some form of galus. That there's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a component of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, known as Shechina, that escorts the Jewish people into galus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that there's a self-imposed pegima in his shleimus. His love for us is so great that if the Jewish people are not whole, if the Jewish people are in galus, then there has to be a pegima in the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, we see this idea, although it might sound foreign to us, in many different contexts. For example, those who are Hasidim or Daven Nesach Sfard or Ashkenazim that have some netiyas to that tradition, before certain mitzvahs are done, there is this idea that you say a paragraph, L'shem Yichud Kuchu Brichu Shchinte. That I'm about to do the mitzvah of Atilas Lo'av, or I'm about to do the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer, or I'm about to do any other mitzvah. And when I do this mitzvah, not only am I redeemed from this process, not only do I grow from this process, but L'shem Yichud Kuchu Brichu Shchinte. I will create a redemptive environment that creates a certain unity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. I will impose through my shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu kav yachol, his pegima that he has imposed on his shleimus is minimized. This is particularly seen really throughout Shabbos. Shabbos, which is a day me'ein olam haba, as the Gemara in Bracha says, Midrashim, Rishonim, like the Kuzari and others, that Shabbos is a window into the world of perfect harmony, a harmony that is created for our own redemption, and a harmony that is actually created within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Zmiros of the Arizal, the true Zmiros of Shabbos. It speaks about this issue. Read Kegavna, where it speaks about Raza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos, how it creates an Achdus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps the most familiar way that we are familiar with this is the fact that when we recite the Friday night Amida, we say, when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say Yanuchu Va. We speak about God in the feminine. On Shabbos morning, when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say Yanuchu Vo. We speak about God in the masculine. And at Mincha time, when we speak about Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, that at the apex of Shabbos, at this moment of harmony, of cosmic harmony, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will move from a momentary harmony of completeness, a momentary harmony of Me'ein Holam Haba, that one time it will be, there will come a time of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be one, we say Yenuchu Vam. We speak about God in the plural, the merging of these two dimensions, the Shekhinah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, at a time in which the Golus will end. And so Shabbos highlights an idea. It's a redemptive recipe for the exile we feel. It allows us to empower us in the Golus that we feel in our spirits. Shabbos allows us to recalibrate our lives and our purpose. Shabbos allows for us to achieve Shleimus. But throughout the narrative of Shabbos, there is the message that Shabbos also creates Shleimus. When it creates Shleimus for Knesset Yisrael, it creates Shleimus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same way that there is this dimension of redemption for us in Shabbos and in Tefillah, the same way the halachas of Shabbos and their preparation are the same as they are for Hilchas Tefillah, the same way this dimension of empowering the Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is found in Shabbos is also found in Tefillah. And when we recognize that, not only do we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're praying as aniyim, as poor people looking for this reconciliation and engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the other sign of that holy, the other side of that holy coin of tefillah is the recognition of the fact that our tefillah has a cosmic redemptive moment to it. I think the best way to explain it is by statements made by Rav Kook. Rav Kook, in two small essays, and if anyone wants those essays, you can just come over to me or email me. I'll send them to you. Says unbelievable things. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Shnei Erchei HaShleimus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two paradigms of wholeness. What does that mean? Says Rav Kook, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally whole. There's no ability whatsoever to add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Rav Kook, at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in a state of growth. Shnei Erchei HaShleimut. There are two paradigms of God's wholeness. And how is God in a state of growth, says Rav Kook? Every time a Jew's neshama improves, any time a Jew grows in his or her relationship, any time a Jew goes through a redemptive process, since each and every one of us have a piece of God inside ourselves, then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through a process of growth. He calls it Hishtalmut Ushleimut. There is Shleimus, complete wholeness, and there is the constant growth in the wholeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single time a member of the Jewish community improves his neshama. And so the reason why Tefillah and Shabbos have the same preparatory halachas is the same way that Shabbos redeems the individual and redeems HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way there is that marriage in the redemptive components of God and the redemptive components of Knesset Yisrael, Tefillah not only empowers us, but when we connect in Tefillah, which is a hard thing to do, it's hard to connect in Tefillah when you're young and you have your whole life ahead of you and you don't really feel that there are great challenges within your life. It's hard to connect within Tefillah. There will come moments in your life that you will have more challenges, and it will be easier for you to appreciate the power and the comfort and the redemptive qualities of Tefillah. I remember Many, many years ago, when we lost a child, the power of tefillah to be able to transform that darkness and to escort my wife and I out of that darkness came from a re-engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. And so tefillah empowers us. It redeems us. But our bakashas, our engagement in tefillah, has a power that's much greater than just the redemptive components that it empowers us. If we truly understand the messages of tefillah, if it empowers us, then we should realize there's a certain simcha in the fact that it empowers the cosmos. We're told in Gemara and Brachas, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anyone who's involved with the study of Torah, anyone who's involved in acts of loving kindness, anyone who's involved in tefillah is not only redeeming themselves, but is also redeeming me. Because when I change, when I grow, when I reconnect to myself, when I find my essence through prayer, through the reflection and introspection that tefillah empowers us and allows us, I don't just change myself. I even, kavyachol, add to the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's one other idea that I think is found in this in the parsha that really speaks to this idea. You see, tefillah, in many ways, is a very structured institution. There's a whole structure to tefillah. And that's why it's keneged the karbanos. Just like the karbanos are structured, so is tefillah. But as Rabbi Soloveitchik explains in Rayanot HaLal Tefillah, tefillah is also keneged avos tiknum. It is predicated on the fluidity, the informality of the dialogues that the avos had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our challenge in tefillah is to celebrate the structure, never to compromise the structure, but to recognize that we need to find our own voice, our own informal voice within that structure. To recognize that the challenge is that if we are to transform ourselves and even to have the power to transform Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, if we are to create a sacred space with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to find our own voice. And it's interesting. At the moment in which we're told, Vayichan Yisrael neged ahar, that the Jewish people were ke'ish echad b'lev echad, that the Jewish people were like one holistic community, we're also told, v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot, that all the people saw the sounds. And the question is asked by everyone, what is this idea of seeing sounds? How do you see sounds? How do you see sounds? You hear sounds, you don't see them. Everyone gives different answers. But the answer of the Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel has always stuck with me. The answer of the Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel is that when we come together as a united community, engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the challenge is for each one of us, ro'im et ha'kolot, to be able to see our own spiritual voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being part of one monolithic community doesn't mean there isn't a tapestry of multiple voices that each and every one of us have to find in the symphony we create with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel says, what was the greatness of the moment? That when we were united, each person was able to see their own sound. Each one was able to connect differently. The challenge of tefillah is to imbue the tefillah with our own personality, to find the opportunity, the courage, and the charisma to be able to recognize the fact that when we imitate someone else's tefillot, then that is kidibur hatuki. That in some ways is almost wasted idle chatter. But when we rise to the level in which we can use the sounds and the letters of tefillah to create our own personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we realize that just like Shabbos, we are not only transformed by the experience, but we actually have the power to transform the world around us and even have the power to be involved in the transformation and the empowerment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.